He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, good day, friends and neighbors. You know, I hope you're having nothing but a fantastic day, like me. This is the Jason Kirkman Show, and I am that lucky fellow with no shortage of smiles to give away. I'm working tirelessly to bring back the nickel soda pop. No, not that refreshing carbonated beverage. I'm talking about the way of life we used to enjoy in a time when respect, honesty, integrity, friendliness, and just plain common sense and decency were the norm. A time when great music and clean comedy were a part of a culture that left you feeling great about who you were and who your friends and family were. Let's get back to some of that wholesomeness right here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Shake my head and walk away. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. Ooh, people, that's the way I feel. Sometimes I think I'll
That was Elvis Presley with Feel So Bad. Here's Ricky Nelson with Believe What You Say.
I believe what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, I believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, I believe, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're gonna steady with nobody else but me. Well, let's dig it now. Yeah. Well, I believe what you say when you say don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, I believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. When you kiss my baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Tell everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe,
do believe,
oh believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Oh yeah.
He was a real-life Forrest Gump, fighting in a number of World War II engagements. He was always acting like a bumbling idiot soldier, and his fellow soldiers hated to be around him. They thought for sure that he would get them killed. During a battle one time, he was even found in a foxhole with magazines that he had failed to load. He was known to go exploring on his own against orders and often got lost. However, he was always there at the right time and doing the right thing when it really counted, actually saving lives, winning the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star. He went on to become a very prolific television writer and producer. His name was Rod Serling, creator of The Twilight Zone. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
On the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
That was Merle Haggard with The Fightin' Side of Me. Here's Chuck Willis with Keep a Drivin'.
Well, I woke up this morning with my baby on my mind. Yes, I woke up this morning with my baby on my mind.
gonna die.
Well, good friends and neighbors, I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show. It does mean so much to me, and thanks to all the station owners, managers, program directors, and everybody else behind the scenes that make it happen. I'd like to remind you that the Jason Kirtman Show is proudly underwritten by SudsySoapery.com. I've turned my bathroom into my own personal spa with their rejuvenating products. It's like a cup of morning coffee for my skin. I've also signed up for their monthly delivery subscription box at MySudsyCrate.com. SudsySoapery.com and MySudsyCrate.com. And in case you're wondering, the checkout code is still simply the word Jason. Friends and neighbors, don't forget to spend quality time with the ones you love this week. It's so important. Really, they won't forget it, I promise you, and you won't regret it, ever. Now, let's get back to all the fun we have here every week right now on The Jason Kirtman Show.
Together.
That was Captain and Tennille with Love Will Keep Us Together. Here's Mel Tillis and Webb Pierce with How Come Your Dog Don't Bite Nobody But Me. I just love fried chicken, which makes me a big fan of Colonel Sanders, who once said, "There's no reason to be the richest man in the cemetery. You can't do any business from there."
If you asked an adult old as I am what growed up in the country, we were taught some manners when we were young'uns. We had manners, I'll tell you now. Never ever would you be caught taking the last piece of chicken off of the plate. Or the last biscuit. Now, you'd sit there and want it some kind of bad. But you knowed better than to take it off of the plate. I finished supper one evening and went over to the Ledbetter house, and they was eating supper. And they was all sitting around the table there, Marcel and Claude and Eugene and Aunt Pet Ledbetter. Mrs. Ledbetter, as everybody affectionately called her, and they called Mr. Ledbetter Uncle Versy. Well, they was all sitting around the table, and there's one piece of chicken left right in the middle of the platter. And all of them was sitting there looking at it. A wind come up and blowed the lamp out. And you could hear Uncle Versy scream just like lightning had struck him. And Aunt Pet jumped up and finally got the lamp lit. And there was five forks sticking in the back of Uncle Percy's hand.
Well, when it comes to bopping and natural finger popping, baby, you sure do swing.
And when it comes to bopping and a natural finger popping, daddy, you are the king.
Baby, got me beat up and down, inside out and across. Ooh, yeah.
But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss. Talking about a dancing and a down-home romance, and daddy, you make the scene.
Talking about dancing and down-home romancing, baby. You are the queen.
Man, when push comes to shove, when it comes down to love, you're a horse.
But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss.
You're the best of everything. You're a peach.
You're a plum.
And you're a diamond.
you a pearl.
You're the best of everything. And daddy, you're my man.
And baby, you're my girl. When it comes to knowing which way the wind is blowing, baby, you sure are wise.
And when it comes to knowing which way the wind is blowing, daddy, you get the prize.
Baby, you're a genius when it comes to cooking up some chili sauce.
Buddy, in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss.
No, baby,
hey,
you're the boss.
His name was Søren Adam Sørensen, and he was born in Kolding, Midtjylland, Denmark in 1879 to Hans Sørensen, a clog maker, and his wife Sophia. They moved to the United States when Søren was only 2 years old, and they ended up settling in the Scandinavian community of Perth Amboy, New Jersey, where his father operated a saloon. In 1904, Adams found himself employed as a salesman for a dye company. If you can think of any of the inventions that Søren created, you'd probably think of the snake nut can, itching powder, the stink bomb, the dribble glass, and my personal favorite, the joy buzzer.
I've seen that hungry look you've been giving a woman, and I know what's going on in the back of your mind. So you better do yourself a big favor and hear me closely. I'm just gonna tell you this one time. You better take a walk, son. Stop looking at my home. You better go and find yourself another chick someplace. Yes, you better take a walk, boy. Stop eyeing my pride and my joy. Or I'm gonna make a few changes in your face. You think I don't know been thinking that you'd like to take my woman away from me, but she's mine and she's gonna stay that way forever, and you ain't gonna take nothing but the time to leave. Tell him you talk. In your head, son, you better use it and try to talk your feet into moving you out of this town. Cause if you keep trying to push yourself off on my woman, you might just wind up pushing little daisies up from the ground. Yeah, so you better take a walk, son. Stop looking at my woman. You better go and find yourself another chick someplace. Yes, you better take a walk, boy. Stop eyeing my pride and my joy. I'm gonna make a few changes in your face.
Friends and neighbors, it is time to wrap up this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'm gonna do something a little different. I'm not gonna give you my usual speech. I'll give you a new reminder, and that's that there are a lot of people in your community, in your country, and around the globe that are working hard. They don't even realize it, but they're working hard to bring back the nickel soda pop. You see, it starts with you, and it starts with your family, and it starts with your own two hands, doing what you can to bring about peace, love, joy, happiness, friendliness, contentment, integrity, honesty, and all the other good traits that come along with it. Here's Jimmy Dean singing These Hands. I'll see you next week on this fantastic station right here for the Jason Kirkman Show.
These hands ain't the hands of a gentleman. These hands calloused and old. These hands raised a family. These hands raised a home. Now these hands raised to praise the Lord.
these hands won the heart of my loved one, and with hers they were never, never alone. So if these hands do their task, then what more can one ask? For these fingers have worked to the bone. Now I'm tired and I'm old, and I
ain't got much gold.
Maybe things ain't been all that I planned, but Lord above, hear my plea. When it's time, judge me. Take a look at these hard-working hands. Yes, I'm tired and I'm old, and I
ain't got much gold.
Maybe things ain't been all that I planned, but God above, hear my plea. When it's time to judge me, take a look at these hard-working hands. Take a look at these hard-working hands.